Country 93.5, KKBN, Cody Johnson, Until You Can't. All right, good morning, John Yazel. How you doing? Glad you're back in the cabin, 718 here, Tuesday, May the 2nd. And we're getting geared up for the Motherload Roundup in just a couple of weeks, being joined this morning by yet another Motherload Roundup Queen contestant, Opal Cahoon. Opal, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
That's good, and I got the name right, right?
Yes.
Okay, we practiced a little bit before we started talking. Listeners know that I'm terrible with names. So, welcome, and thanks for coming in today. So, this isn't your first go-around here. We talked about you're familiar to some of the people here at the Motherload Roundup because you were the junior queen.
Yes.
In 2018, am I getting that right?
Yes.
All right, so doing it all over again. What made you want to do it a second time?
Well, I wanted to go back to the beginning because it was my first contest for junior queen, and I wanted to come back and do senior queen, and I'm very excited that I did.
Yeah.
Great girls. The posse's amazing. The parents, the family, everyone you meet in it is just so amazing.
Yeah, it's really a great group of people. I've gotten to really cherish them over the last few years that we've been doing it with them. And, of course, if you don't know already, the Motherload Roundup is coming back on Mother's Day weekend, the 13th and 14th. Of course, we'll be out there. And you guys had your queen horsemanship contest over the weekend on Sunday.
Yes,
How did that go for you?
It was good. I felt really good about it. Everyone did amazing. There's a little oops, but she recovered. Everyone did so great, though.
Your horse did an oops?
No, Tommy did. She took it like a champ, and okay. She got back on, and she still did amazing.
All right, we'll ask her about that when she comes in later on this week. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Opal, for the people that didn't meet you in 2018. You're from Oakdale.
I am from Oakdale, and I'm 19. And I will be going to MJC next year for agricultural business.
And you graduated from Oakdale High?
I did.
Very nice. Okay. So what do you want to do with yourself after you get out of college here?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I haven't decided exactly where I want to take ag business, but I can take it in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
That's why I chose it.
How long have you been cowgirling?
My whole life.
If that's a word, I don't know if it is.
Think it is.
Okay. All your life. So
All
you
my
grew
life.
Up doing this.
I did.
So you guys have a ranch down in Oakdale. How many horses do you have?
We got 15.
15?
Yes.
Boy, that's a lot of work.
It is.
What do you do to support all these animals? You just go sell rodeo tickets? Does that help you?
Well,
I don't think it does.
A lot of people live on the property, so we all pitch in. Not all of them are mine. Not all of them are mom's. It's a lot of people's horses.
That's a community. Well, isn't that what they say? It takes a village, right?
It does.
So you've been at this once or twice before. What did you learn from when you were a junior queen in 2018 that you're carrying over here to try to get yourself the crown of the actual?
So this is my third contest.
Okay.
And a lot of studying each year, each contest, I study more and I add more things in. And a lot of it, it's not just about studying. It's about having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part, meeting new people, going around and seeing everything. That's what makes it the best, and the people. Just be yourself, really. That's the best part.
That's good. Well, you got a brilliant smile. It's nice to have you in today. Now, if you do win queen, are you planning to continue on this trend? The last few we've had, like Raina Rogers, our past queen, she's going to keep going on. I think Caitlin last time I talked to her, she might even continue to do this. Is this something that you all strive to do, to keep being rodeo queens at different rodeos? Are you going to do that?
I might go for Oakdale next. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm just focused on this one right now.
Okay, good. That's good. You got to stay right in the tunnel.
Yep.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in today. Now, again, if you want to see Opal and hope that she's going to be crown queen, the coronation and the Calcutta are coming up on May the 11th at the Posse Grounds. Of course, that's free to the public. They'll coronate the queen around 4 o'clock on Thursday the 11th, and then they'll have the Calcutta after that. Did you participate in that last time, the Calcutta?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of have to, and it's so much fun.
It's a hoot. It's one of those things, too. You're in Calcutta. You don't talk about Calcutta. But anyway, that's the 11th. Then, of course, on the 13th, we'll have the parade, 10 o'clock. We'll see you in that, of course, Opal. Whether you win or not, you'll be marching down the street with everybody. That's when the parade starts. And then everybody will be out at the rodeo at the fairgrounds. That'll start at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Can people still get in touch with you for tickets for this? You're still selling them, right?
I'm not still selling them.
No.
but I know some of the other girls are still selling.
Okay, and if people need details, go to MotherLoadRoundup.com, and we'll see you out there Mother's Day weekend. Looking forward to it. Opal Cahoon, 2023 Motherload Roundup Queen contestant. We wish you the best of luck on the 11th. Hopefully we'll see a crowd on your head, and we'll be seeing you again at the parade and the roundup. Looking forward to it. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Get ready to kick off.